Now, you're going to have to make sure that you have adequate food and water for at least a week. Now, that's for everywhere. You who are prepared for earthquake damages will probably be all right if you have an alternative method of heating your food or heating your room by a little propane or something. I wish that I could offer you more in the form of generating capacity, but most of your interim generators simply are not going to work either. They will come back into service for you first if you have your own generator run by a separate fuel system than, say, your big electric grid, because many things are going to be happening at the same time as this shock hits. Everything will be jolted tremendously, and therefore you are going to have earthquakes and other geographic types of incidences occurring, which will also probably interrupt your flow of lifeline necessities, especially to the western coast, say California, beyond the San Andreas Fault. You can expect to be without those lifeline services at any rate. So you need to be prepared with water, toilet facilities, and some manner of heat. In other words, you must be prepared to be without electricity for some 4 days to a week. And that means you'll need some alternative means of lighting and cooking, or be prepared with foods that do not need cooking. You're going to end up with people completely panicked. This is why the instructions so far have been to stay absolutely indoors. During that period of time, keep off the roads. Some people are going to literally be blind, and it's going to be very, very dangerous to travel. Now, these are the things that are simply going to happen. They are known by your scientists that they will happen. You cannot be sending any probes at all into your atmosphere and into the reaches of space to any extent and not know of this photon belt that you're going to pass through. There is no way that it has been missed, only you have been lied to. So the next big deal is when? Well, Hatton, when? I can only tell you what the indications are. I do not even necessarily agree with them. But because I want you prepared and ready, I'm going to tell you the worst scenario. It will not be later, probably, than the end of July. Many predictions put it right on the 25th of July of 1992. That's not very far from now. And you're already experiencing a great many pulse system strikes that are nullifying your electromagnetic field. You are having plane crashes. You are having ball lightning around before and during earthquakes. You are experiencing earthquake action with preceding explosions. This indicates a striking of the earth with some kind of electromagnetic pulse system. It gets harder and harder for you to distinguish which would be Mother Earth or Universal. There is one very interesting thing that will happen. The phones won't ring either. And that can be good for tape makers. the reason that I'm not going to give credit nor denounce that particular time projection is that you are already into the fringes and have been for some time of this photon belt. And your adversary has perfected technology enough to utilize it to his own advantage. And it's why you must know about your enemy, who is doing these things to you, and what their game plan is, and by when do they expect to take the planet. It goes along, precious ones, with the year 2000 plan of total global control. Even if there was the ability to guarantee a day and a moment of something like this happening, you must go back to what I have told you prior to this about life. What is life? What is this experience? You are a portion of the whole of it. Any segment of which can change that whole. If you understand and can comprehend the projection of manifestation of creator creation, then you can see that under the right set of circumstances, this could be called off instantly. It would be simply uncreated. Don't worry so much about new appearing planets in your solar system. I'm asked about this every day. Well, what about this black hole that wasn't when we got there? And what about this new planet? And what do we talk about? This star over here, and there was a star over here. What you are not being told and what you are not capable of perceiving is that you are shifted. You are being shifted. You are in the process of now shifting. And it doesn't mean that ones are coming into your solar system. It means you are moving on into a higher level of solar orbiting. You must come out of this me-ness that you corner this little universe, or this great universe, or the whole universe. You are but a part of it. You are not the center of it. And you are now coming into, let us call it, the inhaling of the creator portion. He's sucking you back to the central source. And other things will be appearing in your telescopes, because there's much going on out there, not the least of which are those considered planets and stars that are actually starships. And they do appear to be moving closer to you because they are closer to you. But guess who's moving? Isn't it an interesting concept? This is only a clue. This is only a sign. Don't go off the deep end. The sky is not falling, as Hennepin says. And after this period passes, things will come back online. You will notice it has happened over and over, scattered places about your own nations. Different cities have gone off grid. Electricity shut down. Radar systems have malfunctioned. This is sometimes done deliberately. Other times it is simply a fluke, a passage through this zone This is an old zone. After this period of time, everything should work completely well. And then, of course, you will begin to experience more daylight, more daylight, more daylight. I realize you once want specifics. I'm not going to give you specifics. I'm not going to let you fudge on your homework. You say, well, why don't you give us what we need? We have, to the tune of some 56 books now. I cannot take a few minutes on a tape and give you the right perception and perspective so that you get instant knowing this, precious ones. I can tell you that, or actually remind you, that all things, all bodies, are continuous, spiraling, cycling, absolutely continuous. They never cease. But they do reverse their potential, and they reverse their potential twice in every cycle of their eternal journey within and beyond the range of your sensing, by compressing into visibility and then expanding into their invisible seed recordings. Now, if you don't understand what that means, I suggest you get Pleiades Connection Volume 7. All of these bodies are expressed in cycles. And a cycle is a continuous two-way spiral journey from the expanded condition of a body to its opposite compressed condition and back again to its wondrous expanded condition. And you have it happening every day. It's called day and night. And each is the opposite half of the other, just as is one's breathing in and out. You see, you have a cut and dried perception of things, such as light. What actually is daylight? Why do you have daylight? Why do you have dark? Well, let's look at it from a side of physics. Daylight is nothing in the world but light compressed. And you can't label everything either dead or alive, because you can't logically state that invisible nightlight is somehow dead. You can't truthfully say that only those things which respond to your senses are living, and others which are beyond your senses are dead. I don't even understand, for instance, when we spoke at the community church, when we were asked to consider a Pleiadian's view, or my view, if you would, of reincarnation. I can't even understand why you have to ask yourselves whether or not you believe in reincarnation or do not believe in it. A human being is a unit of an imperishable eternal idea from Creator. Human's body manifests that idea. When his body disappears, it passes beyond his sensing, but his identity as idea cannot be other than continuous, just as infinity and eternity is continuous. And you can go another step. And I can remind you that the form is just as visible to us in this dimension as it was to you in yours. It's never changed in the vision or idea of God, its source, and therefore it cannot cease to be. For instance, sometimes you can pick apples from a certain tree. In October, you cannot pick those apples if they ripen in August, because that tree is going to produce its apples for you to pick every August. And you're going to wait or pick early or whatever the cycle of that tree might be. So you're going to have to begin to think of life as beginning at birth and ending in birth. You can't continue to think in erroneous terms. Man of Earth literally has written reincarnation out of his books because it lessens the control that human man has over human man. And you've not learned to think of it as a continuity, such as the cycle, say, of a piston stroke in an expansion-contraction engine. Yet one is just as continuous as the other. Somewhere about your middle life expression, your regenerative power reverses. And you begin to die just as you began to live. That first half of your cycle. But what does that mean? It means that you are only getting ready to begin another cycle as you end that one. Because nature balances all of her divided cycles. If the visible body disappears, it means only that the whole life is shortened somewhat for this particular cycle, and it will balance itself out, and you don't have to really worry about it. To you who have studied your lessons, and as we speak of this null time, I don't want you, please, to consider this void time. Or this voidance point, and I'm not sure just how to express it so that you do not misunderstand it, because it's a very important difference. You see, actually, there is not a void in experience as you enter this null time or this null cycle, this few days. You are still experiencing. You are just experiencing differently. And there is no gap. There is no void in any other portion of the cycling to interrupt the absolute continuity of every effect of motion into its opposite effect. The cause of all effect is eternal. And if there were any gap or any void or discontinuity in effect, precious ones, cause could not be eternal. So this is a part of the continuing spiral in an effort to reach this point of voidance where there is rest. Because there does come one voidance point where all is at rest. At this time, you have a limited range of perception, and it's born the idea of discontinuity within you, and your concept of death is one of the results of that gap in your range of perception, and it's something you're going to have to go beyond in understanding. And therefore, you're going to have to reconsider and come into understanding of this absolute cycling of all things before you can move into the next dimension of experience. And therein lies what it is you're searching for. How do you get past that and into understanding? And of course, it is through the soul. You're not going to achieve this kind of understanding and knowing through the physical aspects of your experience. There is no way. It can only be experienced from the soul. The soul is the fulcrum from which the polarized level of motion extends to manifest a polarized body. But all those bodies are then divided. Therefore, by the same token, all bodies are polarized. Now, what does that mean? It means a body which is divided into two seemingly separate male and female parts because of two opposite conditions which cause that seeming separateness. But the whole universal body is polarized into these mated pairs. It is also multiplied into compressed light waves of matter, which you can see, and into expanded waves, which you cannot see. And this gets again into the lessons as given for your study and your higher understanding, so that as you come to these places in your cycles, you will be able to move into the next portion without panic, without fear, and simply move forward. I would ask you to please note what takes place in your political arena. It's especially prevalent at this moment, since you are now into your called election year. Look what is happening with your nation relative to other nations in your hemisphere and on the entire globe. The United States, for instance, was making a move to bring some troops and some more added power and confusion into Peru, is what brought down your plane. Not the lies that you have been told. Your plane was 500 miles from its customary course. And what would a C-130 cargo plane, a huge cargo plane, be doing with Air Force troops, military personnel? Those are geared for flying in and out cocaine. And unfortunately for you ones, you have to face the fact that that is a very large business for the United States of America, the shipment of cocaine. And there is so much more to every political move than meets the eye that you're going to have to begin to look beyond what you are shown so that you can know the truth of it. These are all distractions. These are all very physical oriented impacts, bombardments against you, the people. You're going to have to separate what is soul evolution from what are the cycles, ordinary cycling of planets in the universal order of the solar system. You are coming into higher integration with the higher brotherhood of man. And at the same time, you are having the adversary of the higher brotherhood fighting out a battle for control of your planet, on your planet. It's coming through to you in the form of political speeches, ideology that says one world, new world order. This sounds like grand order with freedom for all, but that's not what it is. In fact, I wonder how many of you actually have a definition of Mr. Bush's New World Order that he likes to spout off about. and under the guise of which he gives away your nation in the most heinous, treasonous manner on your place to date. What did this President Bush mean after winning a non-war, after this horrendous affront to your world and your senses called the Gulf War? He announced to you that you're in the era of the New World Order. Well, what in the world did he have in mind? How many of you know what he meant? Let me tell you what the Fifth Socialist International Congress in England defined it as being. Quote, "The New World Order is a world order that has a supranational authority to regulate world commerce and industry, an international organization that would control the production and consumption of oil, an international currency that will replace the dollar, and the World Development Fund that will make funds available, and an international police force that will enforce the edicts of this new world order. Many of you ones take great exception with our projection that you can have robotoids, that you can restructure and recreate, and also create life forms from genetic and DNA alterations. And actually having a DNA code you can replicate. How is it that you can completely discount whatever we might bring to you, and at the same time your own public announcers are telling you, just yesterday as a matter of fact, that you are now able to, by taking DNA particles from plastic substance, introducing it into plant substance, create plastic that would be biodegradable? Why is that less far-fetched? But it's true. You ones are going to have to catch up with the times, because there is an entire vacancy, a vacuum, where you have been given nothing but lies on your media and in your press, so that you will believe exactly what you are told to believe. And it is to keep you blinded, so that as the cyclic changes come, you will be terrified, uninformed, and you will automatically depopulate your own planet. Now, I cannot do this for you. I have no intention of doing this for you. I have no intention of intervention. This person sending information on this photon asked this question and then states, I knew they would intervene before these culprits could pull down this world. No. No. We will not intervene. You will go right through the cycles. And that is not intervention. When the proper sequence of time for integration is at hand, there will be integration. This is not intervention. I ask you to think upon these things, and I thank you for your attention, for I shall be writing and speaking more often now as we move out of some of the necessary unfolding of information. We'll be moving more in depth into some of these subjects, which I certainly hope you will find far more interesting, because you have a wondrous journey in front of you, but you have to know what to expect, or you won't be around to make that journey. I bid you good day. Salut. Hatton to clear. Now, you're going to have to make sure that you have adequate food and water for at least a week. Now, that's for everywhere. you who are prepared for earthquake damages would probably be all right if you have an alternative method of heating your food or heating your room by a little propane or something. I wish that I could offer you more in the form of generating capacity, but most of your interim generators simply are not going to work either. They will come back into service for you first if you have your own generator run by a separate fuel system than, say, your big electric grid, because many things are going to be happening at the same time as this shock hits. Everything will be jolted tremendously, and therefore you are going to have earthquakes and other geographic types of incidences occurring, which will also probably interrupt your flow of lifeline necessities, especially to the western coast, say California, beyond the San Andreas Fault. You can expect to be without those lifeline services at any rate. So you need to be prepared with water, toilet facilities, and some manner of heat. In other words, you must be prepared to be without electricity for some 4 days to a week. And that means you'll need some alternative means of lighting and cooking, or be prepared with foods that do not need cooking. You're going to end up with people completely panicked. This is why the instructions so far have been to stay absolutely indoors. During that period of time, keep off the roads. Some people are going to literally be blind, and it's going to be very, very dangerous to travel. Now, these are the things that are simply going to happen. They are known by your scientists that they will happen. You cannot be sending any probes at all into your atmosphere and into the reaches of space to any extent and not know of this photon belt that you're going to pass through. There is no way that it has been missed, only you have been lied to. So the next big deal is when? Well, Hatton, when? I can only tell you what the indications are. I do not even necessarily agree with them. But because I want you prepared and ready, I'm going to tell you the worst scenario. It will not be later, probably, than the end of July. Many predictions put it right on the 25th of July of 1992. That's not very far from now. And you're already experiencing a great many pulse system strikes that are nullifying your electromagnetic field. You are having plane crashes. You are having ball lightning around before and during earthquakes. You are experiencing earthquake action with preceding explosions. This indicates a striking of the earth with some kind of electromagnetic pulse system. It gets harder and harder for you to distinguish which would be Mother Earth or Universal. There is one very interesting thing that will happen. The phones won't ring either. And that can be good for tape makers. The reason that I'm not going to give credit nor denounce that particular time projection is that you are already into the fringes and have been for some time of this photon belt. And your adversary has perfected technology enough to utilize it to his own advantage. And it's why you must know about your enemy, who is doing these things to you, and what their game plan is, and by when do they expect to take the planet. It goes along, precious ones, with the year 2000 plan of total global control. Even if there was the ability to guarantee a day and a moment of something like this happening, you must go back to what I have told you prior to this about life. What is life? What is this experience? You are a portion of the whole of it. Any segment of which can change that whole. If you understand and can comprehend the projection of manifestation of creator creation, then you can see that under the right set of circumstances, this could be called off instantly. It would be simply uncreated. Don't worry so much about new appearing planets in your solar system. I'm asked about this every day. Well, what about this black hole that wasn't when we got there? And what about this new planet? And what do we talk about this star over here? And there was a star over here. What you are not being told and what you are not capable of perceiving is that you are shifted. You are being shifted. You are in the process of now shifting. And it doesn't mean that ones are coming into your solar system. It means you are moving on into a higher level of solar orbiting. You must come out of this me-ness that you corner this little universe, or this great universe, or the whole universe. You are but a part of it. You are not the center of it, and you are now coming into, let us call it, the inhaling of the creator portion. He's sucking you back to the central source, and other things will be appearing in your telescopes because there's much going on out there. Not the least of which are those considered planets and stars that are actually starships. And they do appear to be moving closer to you because they are closer to you. But guess who's moving? Isn't it an interesting concept? This is only a This is only a clue. This is only a sign. Don't go off the deep end. The sky is not falling, as Hennepin says. And after this period passes, things will come back online. You will notice it has happened over and over, scattered places about your own nations. Different cities have gone off grid. Electricity shut down. Radar systems have malfunctioned. This is sometimes done deliberately. Other times it is simply a fluke, a passage through this zone, this null zone. After this period of time, everything should work completely well. And then, of course, you will begin to experience more daylight, more daylight, more daylight. I realize you once want specifics. I'm not going to give you specifics. I'm not going to let you fudge on your homework. You say, well, why don't you give us what we need? We have, to the tune of some 56 books now. I cannot take a few minutes on a tape and give you the right perception and perspective so that you get instant knowingness, precious ones. I can tell you that, or actually remind you, that all things, all bodies, are continuous, spiraling, cycling, absolutely continuous. They never cease, but they do reverse their potential, and they reverse their potential twice in every cycle of their eternal journey within and beyond the range of your sensing, by compressing into visibility and then expanding into their invisible seed recordings. Now, if you don't understand what that means, I suggest you get Pleiades Connection Volume 7. All of these bodies are expressed in cycles. And a cycle is a continuous two-way spiral journey from the expanded condition of a body to its opposite compressed condition and back again to its wondrous expanded condition. And you have it happening every day. It's called day and night. And each is the opposite half of the other, just as is one's breathing in and out. You see, you have a cut and dried perception of things, such as light. What actually is daylight? Why do you have daylight? Why do you have dark? Well, let's look at it from a side of physics. Daylight is nothing in the world but light compressed. And you can't label everything either dead or alive, because you can't logically state that invisible nightlight is somehow dead. You can't truthfully say that only those things which respond to your senses are living and others which are beyond your senses are dead. I don't even understand, for instance, when we spoke at the community church, when we were asked to consider a Pleiadian's view, or my view, if you would, of reincarnation. I can't even understand why you have to ask yourselves whether or not you believe in reincarnation or do not believe in it. A human being is a unit of an imperishable eternal idea from Creator. Human's body manifests that idea. When his body disappears, it passes beyond his sensing, but his identity as idea cannot be other than continuous, just as infinity and eternity is continuous. And you can go another step, and I can remind you that the form is just as visible to us in this dimension as it was to you in yours. It's never changed. in the vision or idea of God, its source, and therefore it cannot cease to be. For instance, sometimes you can pick apples from a certain tree. In October, you cannot pick those apples if they ripen in August, because that tree is going to produce its apples for you to pick every August. And you're going to wait or pick early or whatever the cycle of that tree might be. So you're going to have to begin to think of life as beginning at birth and ending in birth. You can't continue to think in erroneous terms. Man of Earth literally has written reincarnation out of his books because it lessens the control that human man has over human man. And you've not learned to think of it as a continuity, such as the cycle, say, of a piston stroke in an expansion-contraction engine. Yet one is just as continuous as the other. Somewhere about your middle life expression, your regenerative power reverses. And you begin to die just as you began to live. That first half of your cycle. But what does that mean? It means that you are only getting ready to begin another cycle as you end that one. Because nature balances all of her divided cycles. If the visible body disappears, it means only that the whole life is shortened somewhat for this particular cycle, and it will balance itself out, and you don't have to really worry about it. To you who have studied your lessons, and as we speak of this null time, I don't want you, please, to consider this void time. Or this voidance point. And I'm not sure just how to express it so that you do not misunderstand it. Because it's a very important difference. You see, actually, there is not a void in experience as you enter this null time or this null cycle, this few days. You are still experiencing. You are just experiencing differently. And there is no gap. There is no void in any other portion of the cycling to interrupt the absolute continuity of every effect of motion into its opposite effect. The cause of all effect is eternal. And if there were any gap or any void or discontinuity in effect, precious ones, cause could not be eternal. So this is a part of the continuing spiral in an effort to reach this point of voidance where there is rest. Because there does come one voidance point where all is at rest. At this time, you have a limited range of perception. And it's born the idea of discontinuity within you. And your concept of death is one of the results of that gap in your range of perception. And it's something you're going to have to go beyond in understanding. And therefore, you're going to have to reconsider and come into understanding of this absolute cycling of all things. before you can move into the next dimension of experience. And therein lies what it is you're searching for. How do you get past that and into understanding? And of course, it is through the soul. You're not going to achieve this kind of understanding and knowing through the physical aspects of your experience. There is no way. It can only be experienced from the soul. The soul is the fulcrum from which the polarized level of motion extends to manifest a polarized body. But all those bodies are then divided. Therefore, by the same token, all bodies are polarized. Now, what does that mean? It means a body which is divided into two seemingly separate male and female parts because of two opposite conditions which cause that seeming separateness. But the whole universal body is polarized into these mated pairs. It is also multiplied into compressed light waves of matter, which you can see, and into expanded waves, which you cannot see. And this gets, again, into the lessons as given for your study and your higher understanding, so that as you come to these places in your cycles, you will be able to move into the next portion without panic, without fear, and simply move forward. I would ask you to please note what takes place in your political arena. It's especially prevalent at this moment, since you are now into your called election year. Look what is happening with your nation relative to other nations in your hemisphere and on the entire globe. The United States, for instance, was making a move to bring some troops and some more added power and confusion into Peru, is what brought down your plane. Not the lies that you have been told. Your plane was 500 miles from its customary course. And what would a C-130 cargo plane, a huge cargo plane, be doing with Air Force troops, military personnel? Those are geared for flying in and out cocaine. And unfortunately for you ones, you have to face the fact that that is a very large business for the United States of America, the shipment of cocaine. And there is so much more to every political move than meets the eye that you're going to have to begin to look beyond what you are shown so that you can know the truth of it. These are all distractions. These are all very physical oriented impacts, bombardments against you, the people. You're going to have to separate what is soul evolution from what are the cycles, ordinary cycling of planets in the universal order of the solar system. You are coming into higher integration with the higher brotherhood of man. And at the same time, you are having the adversary of the higher brotherhood fighting out a battle for control of your planet, on your planet. It's coming through to you in the form of political speeches, ideology that says one world, new world order. This sounds like grand order with freedom for all, but that's not what it is. In fact, I wonder how many of you actually have a definition of Mr. Bush's New World Order that he likes to spout off about, and under the guise of which he gives away your nation in the most heinous, treasonous manner on your place to date. what did this President Bush mean after winning a non-war, after this horrendous affront to your world and your senses called the Gulf War? He announced to you that you're in the era of the New World Order. Well, what in the world did he have in mind? How many of you know what he meant? Let me tell you what the Fifth Socialist International Congress in England defined it as being. Quote, "The New World Order is a world order that has a supranational authority to regulate world commerce and industry, an international organization that would control the production and consumption of oil, an international currency that will replace the dollar, and a World Development Fund that will make funds available, and an international police force that will enforce the edicts of this new world order." Many of you ones take great exception with our projection that you can have robotoids, that you can restructure and recreate, and also create life forms from genetic and DNA alterations, and actually having a DNA code you can replicate. How is it that you can completely discount whatever we might bring to you, and at the same time your own public announcers are telling you, just yesterday as a matter of fact, that you are now able to, by taking DNA particles from plastic substance, introducing it into plant substance, create plastic that would be biodegradable? Why is that less far-fetched? But it's true. You ones are going to have to catch up with the times, because there is an entire vacancy, a vacuum, where you have been given nothing but lies on your media and in your press, so that you will believe exactly what you are told to believe. And it is to keep you blinded, so that as the cyclic changes come, you will be terrified, uninformed, and you will automatically depopulate your own planet. Now, I cannot do this for you. I have no intention of doing this for you. I have no intention of intervention. This person sending information on this photon asked this question and then states, I knew they would intervene before these culprits could pull down this world. No. No. We will not intervene. You will go right through the cycles. And that is not intervention, when the proper sequence of time for integration is at hand. There will be integration. This is not intervention. I ask you to think upon these things, and I thank you for your attention, for I shall be writing and speaking more often now as we move out of some of the necessary unfolding of information. We'll be moving more in depth into some of these subjects, which I certainly hope you will find far more interesting, because you have a wondrous journey in front of you, but you have to know what to expect, or you won't be around to make that journey. I bid you good day. Salut. Hatam to clear.